This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The ultimate protection, in my eyes, is to be someone who is a close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does one use all that we've mentioned today to become a wali of Allah? How can one get into that closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the ultimate form of protection?
You know, somebody asked Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, what's the distance between the earth and the arsh of the Rahman, the throne of Allah? What's the difference? And he said, da'wa sadiqa min qalbin sadiq. He said, an honest call from a pure heart. That's the difference between the earth and Allah's throne, which is, you know, the one of the greatest creations of Allah Azza wa Jal. Right, above the seven heavens and the seven earth. What does that mean? The closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal comes from here. Right? It's within us. It's me opening my mind to Allah. It's all, you know what I said to you in the beginning, which is dhikrin is in every single form of ibadah. When I'm in my salah and I'm able to do what the Quran said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Muzzammil, tabattal ilayhi tabtila. Cut yourself off of everything except for him. That is the closest, that's the closeness you feel. You can't get closer than that. In the hadith of Sahih Muslim, it says, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ. That the closest a human can get to Allah is when they're in sujood, when they're in prostration. It's in the mind, that closeness. Allah will open his closeness to us when we're able to free ourselves from our surroundings and the world, especially when we're worshipping him. And we're trying to get, so whether it's me opening the Quran reading, whether it's me making dua, the fact that I'm thinking of nothing but Allah in my dua, the fact that when I'm reciting the Quran, I'm doing it for Allah's sake, and I'm reading his words to him, because he wants to hear me say his words to him. Now let me give you another explanation of how that works. It's like when you have a, I'm just giving this example as humans to humans so that we can understand, and we'll bring it back to. When you've got someone that you love, human to human I'm talking about. When you love someone, what do? You remember them a lot. You even say their name a lot. You talk about them. You talk about them and it makes you feel happy.
You talk to them.
You talk to them. But even if they're not there, let's say they're not there, you talk about them. You talk about the times you had with them. You talk about wanting to be with them. You talk about them as a character, as a person, how they make you feel and all that, right? So that's when you're in love with someone, right? Now think about you and Allah. If you're in love with Allah, as in you love Allah Azza wa Jal, you love Allah Azza wa Jal, you want to spend time with him. That's in your salah. This is, you know, once I remember this, and this is really striking, right? I was in London, in a printing press. And it's a non-Muslim printing press. And I said to the guy in the office, you know, time for Asr came. I'm like, oh my God, I've got to read my Asr. So, you know, we're in the middle of a whole conversation with trying to get some printing done. I said, can you excuse me for a while? I really need to do my prayers. And he said, yeah. He said, it's fine. I said, what do you want to do? I said, I can do it here, right here. He said, look, the office next to me, there's a glass window in between the two offices. He said, just do it there. So I stood there, did my Asr prayers there. And he watched me. This is a non-Muslim watching me. After I finished, I came back, and you know the first thing he said to me? He said, Hassan, he goes, that was like a meditation, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Now look at how a non-Muslim looks at us when we're in salah. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're in a meditation. We're supposed to be in a munajat, that you're having a secret conversation with Allah in your salah. This is your moment with Allah. When you're in that, You are now going in the ranks of the closeness to Allah. And the closeness to Allah is darajat. There are many, 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 many levels of getting close to Allah. And each time we do these things, when we cut ourselves off from other thoughts except just for Allah, each time I do the dhikr of Allah, I'm remembering Allah, I'm saying his words, because we love Allah, right? I'm saying your Quran, your words, I want to repeat them back to you because I love you, right? When you're doing that, what's happening? You're now going above the ranks of wilaya. And you're becoming slowly the wali of Allah. And the wali of Allah is not just one rank. There are several ranks. So they say the adna wali, the one who is the lowest wali of Allah, as in one who's close to Allah, is the one who does the five daily prayers. right? Constantly, I'm not going to miss those daily prayers. I'm going to do them on time, and I'm going to do them with devotion. That's the minimum one who's close to Allah. And then above that, of course, we've got many others.
Allah waliyul ladina amanu, those who believe.
And then I also say yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur, because Allah is close to you. He takes you out of darkness, puts you into light. La ilaha.